Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and I said in the last episode that we do the best of the season. The Cammies are back, but also there's a coaching search happening. I asked people on the internet, should I do the Cammies? Should I do coaching search talk? Coaching search talk won. I gotta recognize the best of the season. We'll just do it quick. So the Cammies are back after a one-year hiatus, but it's lightning round Cammies. Here we go. Welcome to the Cammies, a celebration of the best of West Virginia men's basketball for the 2024-2025 season. And here are the awards. Best feeling after a game. West Virginia's win at Allen Fieldhouse, the first ever over Kansas. Worst feeling after a game. The winner is West Virginia's loss to Colorado in Kansas City. Best moment of the season. Javon Small's dagger three on Jerry West Day at the end of the Iowa State game. Worst moment of the season. West Virginia's name not being called on Selection Sunday, followed by the head coach leaving 2 days later. And the MVP of the 2024-2025 season, unanimous vote, Javon Small. He was here one season. He was amazing. I wish Javon Small the best in his future endeavors, and Andre 3000 the best in his future endeavors, Toby Okadi the best in his future endeavors, Jake Auer the best in his future endeavors. Who else? Who's another senior? And then the other guys, well, we're in flux. Jonathan Powell, Joe Yesabu, I wish you the best in your future endeavors. And those are the Cammies. Thanks for hanging for that. So let's talk coaching search. Jonathan Powell, he's in the transfer portal. Wish him well in his future endeavors. KJ Tenner's in the portal. Wish him well in his future endeavors. Let's talk about the coaching search. If the search starts after the Ren Baker press conference, where he says, I'm hunkering down, spreadsheet, process, you know the words. We did this a year ago. If it starts there, we're on day five of the search as of me recording this. And a lot has happened in 5 days. Will Wade is the darling of this year's search season. Many WVU fans were interested in Will Wade. A lot of the country was interested in Will Wade. Can we get Will Wade? Will Wade goes to North Carolina State, the ACC. Will Wade out. Ben McCollum in the mix. Red Baker knows Ben McCollum. They work together, or they cross paths at Northwest Missouri State. McCollum replaced the previous Drake head coach. There for one season, 130-plus games. Won a first-round game in the NCAA tournament. He was in the mix. I think Ren Baker tried really hard, based on reporting, to get Ben McCollum. But Ben McCollum, who was born in Iowa City, Iowa, was offered and accepted the job at the University of Iowa. So Ben McCollum off the board. Nico Medved, he was in the hot boards last year. Reports his wife's from, she's a WVU alum from Morgantown, but they made a push for him again this time, these last 5 days. But Nico Medved, Minnesota grad, goes back to his alma mater. offered and accepted the University of Minnesota job. So he's off the board. And so now there's plenty of guys. Every coach season, or every search season, there's plenty of guys. And there's plenty of reports on who's in the running. And I have no internal knowledge. I follow the people that I trust. I follow Mike Kazaza's updates. I listen to Curry Hicks Sage's search season spaces in Twitter/X. Not that I trust that. It's just where people talk about what's going on with coaching searches. Curry's good at what he does, and he's got some good info. And for 1 month, I'm subscribing to social media burner Trilly Donovan's Discord channel. That's where I get all my information. A journalist, a burner, and a burner Discord. But let me give you my personal list. Who I would like to see as the next WVU head coach. Last year, I did my own spreadsheet, came out with the list of candidates. This year, I'm going by the gut. You just got to switch things up. You know, Rin Baker has a process. I have no process. I'm going by feel here. So I've ditched the spreadsheet, going with vibes. All right? And the vibes are making up my preference list. And let's start with a name that's being reported that's not on my vibes list. And it's Steve Forbes at Wake Forest. Steve Forbes is a good basketball coach. He's winning 20-plus games in multiple seasons at Wake Forest. And I don't see Chris Paul walking through that door. I don't see Tim Duncan walking through that door. So that's impressive. Also, on the flip side, Steve Forbes, really good at losing to bad teams when it counts. Like you could, Wake Forest, in the bracketology predictions in January, you got to keep refreshing in February and March because Wake Forest tends to slide, lose games they're supposed to win. We're familiar with that at WVU. So the case has been made in the Smoking Musket Discord. He's one of us. So maybe he is the guy. Not on my list. If Steve Forbes ran a restaurant, you go to his restaurant and you say, man, appetizers, amazing. The best bite of food I had was at the beginning of, right when I sat down. Entrees are okay. And then I think when I was eating my cheesecake, I bit on a staple. That's the Steve Forbes experience. And he didn't make my list. There's six guys. Names have been taken off and added on based on coaching season, guys going to other places. So this is my current top six candidates I'd be excited for. And let's start. They fall into three categories. And let's start with the first category, which is not going to happen, but I like these guys category. This has the biggest number of guys. Guys I would like that there's no talk of them. Some of these aren't on a hot board or being named as possible candidates. It's just who I'd like that technically could have the job if West Virginia offered it to him. And I'll start with, I don't know why I have a soft spot for this guy. He was on the hot board last season or last year when we did this, Shaheen Holloway. And I don't know if there was any serious talks on Holloway coming to WVU. Yes, if you Google Seton Hall, they won 7 games this season. And they were putrid. Also, I recall that his team got gutted from the transfer portal because Seton Hall's NIL situation is putrid. West Virginia's NIL situation is not the best. It's way better than Seton Hall's. And let me remind you, Shaheen Holloway won 25 games a season ago at Seton Hall, including winning an NIT championship. He took St. Peter's to an Elite Eight. Yeah, that could be a fluke. Yeah, the tournament this year has no Cinderellas. It's all Power 4, Power 5 conference teams. He got to the final eight with St. Peter's. All right? So you can call that a fluke. I think he's good at coaching basketball. And his teams, you look at the numbers in Ken Pomeroy's computer, his teams are terrible at offense, and they're awesome at defense. And you watch Shaheen Holloway coach, and you watch him talk. He's gritty. He snarls. I bet I would say that he recruits guys who are gritty and snarl. This year is a revenge season coming up, whoever West Virginia hires. And if there's a number one revenge season coach for me, it's Shaheen Holloway. And his name's not coming up in a search. Rarely do you move jobs after a 7-win season unless you get fired and you have to move down a level. But I could see him recruiting New York and New Jersey guys, which takes us to the 2010 Final Four team. There's some nostalgia in that of playing Hypnotize at the Big East Final as the guys are coming on the court. Like, Shaheen Holloway, I am a fan. I would love to root for a team coached by Shaheen Holloway. It ain't going to happen. Next guy is Chester Frazier in the not going to happen, but I like them category. He's the riskiest candidate in that he'd hand you his resume and you say, so I looked over your resume and I don't see any head coaching experience. Yes, that's correct. But, and then Chester Frazier would explain why he's still a good candidate. And I think he's a good candidate. He should get credit for the defense this past season. He brought Cecil Harris and Amani Hansberry. I think he retained Amani Hansberry and Cecil Harris. He's a bona fide recruiter. The unfortunate part is that whole resume part. Rent Baker, in his spreadsheet, I think he factors in, have you done this job before? And unfortunately, Chester Frazier has not. And you can point to the times where a high major team goes with a first-time head coach, and rarely does that work out well. It just doesn't. The exception to the rule, maybe Tom Izzo, Jay Wright. There are exceptions to the rule, but for every Jay Wright, there's, I'm guessing, more than one that teams have tried it and it didn't pan out. So I hope he sticks around on the new coach's staff, if that's even possible. But me personally, I'd roll the dice on Chester Frazier. I'd give him a shot, see what it looks like, knowing that it's a risky move and that he's Chester Frazier's in the not going to happen, but I like him category. That's not going to happen. The next guy in this category for me is Bucky McMillan. And have I ever watched a Samford game? I just watched part of one, which is when he took Samford to the NCAA tournament last season. That's it. But Bucky McMillan is on the list because his first name is Bucky. And the nickname for watching a Bucky McMillan team is Buckyball. And there's alliteration. It's easy to say. It's easy to bring up with any person. What kind of fan are you sports-wise? I'm a big Buckyball guy. They have no idea what you're talking about, but it's a good conversation starter where you can get in and you can talk about. I root for a team whose coach's name is Bucky. So that's not going to be on any spreadsheet. This is totally a vibes play. Bucky McMillan, young coach. Been at Samford there in Alabama for 5 seasons. He's won 20-plus games in the last 4 seasons. His teams do full-court press. They play fast. They force turnovers. They give up easy baskets. They shoot a ton of threes, and they make a lot of threes. Technically, he's on Mike Azaza's hot board, but there's been no updates, no real traction. Can't imagine he's even got to the interview cycle. I believe I've heard that he's, like, you go to his Twitter page and he's talking about the guys that are in for next season for Samford, thus thinking that, you know, they're coming back because Bucky's coming back. I just, in my head, sight unseen, I couldn't point Bucky McMillan or hardly any of these coaches out of a crowd. Sign me up for Buckyball. That is not happening, but I'd be in. The vibes would be high for Buckyball.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. They got, you can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Next guy on Not's Gonna Happen list, Josh Scherz. You remember Josh Scherz, coached at Indiana State for a few years. He was a name that was at the top of the hot board last season. I think he got to the final round of interviews, but West Virginia chose that guy from Drake. And then he ends up at St. Louis in the Atlantic 10. His team dealt with injuries, but they won 19 games. This is a play on, I watched a ton of Indiana State games last season. Not this, I didn't watch hardly any St. Louis games. Watched plenty of Indiana State, and I watched that team and said, I could root for something like that. And Robbie Avila, who is a 6'10", and he wears rec specs, he went with shirts to St. Louis, and I would think in my head he would come to West Virginia for his final season. There's no real chatter about shirts. I'm sure he's in for a season two at St. Louis. I'm still a fan. He's in the not going to happen list, Josh Scherz. So those are the guys in the not going to happen, but I like them. The next two categories have one guy each. The first guy in the next category, and only guy, it's the offense first guy. And he's a real candidate at the top of the list or near the top of the list, and that's Jared Calhoun. WVU fans should be familiar with Jared Calhoun, assistant under Bob Huggins in Huggins' first six seasons at WVU. Then he got a head coaching job at Fairmont State down the road. And in his last season at Fairmont State, he got to the Division II National Championship game where he lost to Ben McCollum's Northwest Missouri State. Then he went to Youngstown State for seven seasons. Nobody wins at Youngstown State. Jared Calhoun, he won a Horizon League regular season title in the 2022-2023 season. He has half of Youngstown State's 20-plus win seasons since the Penguins joined D1 in 1981. They have four. Jared Calhoun has two of them. Maybe they have five. Four or five. He's got a large percentage. So, based on his success at Youngstown State, he spent this season at Utah State in the Mountain West Conference, and they've churned a bunch of coaches here recently. Danny Sprinkle went to Washington. He comes in. He wins 26 games, makes the NCAA tournament, and at Utah State, his offensive metrics, and at the tail end of his Youngstown State stay, offense metrics really good in Ken Pomeroy's computer. Good offensive rebounding, team shot the ball well. Defensively, at Utah State, used a matchup zone, did some pressing. kind of mixed up defenses and mixed results. But his defenses at Youngstown State were bad. And not just, you know, they had flashes, but they were, I didn't watch any Youngstown State games. I remember when West Virginia played Youngstown State when Jerry Calhoun was there, and it was only on radio. Like, it was pre-ESPN Plus. They didn't get a camera in there. You couldn't watch the game. In the 21st century, you couldn't see. Somebody took pictures of that game. And Jerry Calhoun's Youngstown State almost beat West Virginia at Youngstown State. But bad. Bottom of Division I bad defenses under Jerry Calhoun for a few seasons at Youngstown State. But the pros, Calhoun knows West Virginia. He's coached in Morgantown. He's coached at Fairmont. He's been here. He knows it here. And that'd be nice to have, right? I would say his name, based on the reports, has cooled. But these are fluid situations. So I would say he's still in the mix. And I could see Jerry Calhoun as being a good fit in Morgantown. And I think Ren Baker would say, hey, man, you got the job. Work on that defense. Hire a guy. We got some buyout money from that last guy. Get a guy who knows defense. So that's the second category, is one guy. And then the final category, there's one guy in that one, and it's the defense first guy. And his name is Ross Hodge. No, he's not leaving NASCAR to coach college basketball. He is from Texas, and he's a good basketball coach. And now Ross Hodge and Jared Calhoun, they're about my age. So older, but like young for a basketball coach. And Ross Hodge has an interesting resume. He does have head coaching experience. He coached 5 seasons at the junior college level, did really well there, moved to Division I as assistant coach for over 10 years, basically for 2 guys, Larry Eustace, that's a deep cut, and then Grant McCaslin, who we know is currently the head coach at Texas Tech, but he was an assistant coach for Grant McCaslin at North Texas, was on McCaslin's staff when Ren Baker was the AD at North Texas. And when McCaslin got the job at Texas Tech, Ross Hodge got the North Texas job. He's been there for 2 seasons. This season, he won 24 games in the regular season. The Mean Green are still playing basketball. They're in the NIT Final 8, the quarterfinals. They go to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State. So if Ross Hodge is a candidate for this job and Ren Baker wants to move fast, then obviously you got to put in a future bet that North Texas wins the NIT. Because, of course, if he's the top candidate, then he's going to be playing basketball as long as humanly possible outside of the NCAA tournament. But, so obviously, if you like Ross Hodge, then you want Oklahoma State to win tomorrow night. But Ross Hodge's 2 North Texas teams had okay offensive metrics, good at offensive rebounding. Both seasons, his team shot the 3 well. This season, his team didn't shoot a ton of 3s, but his defensive metrics in both seasons were really good. Held teams a really low field goal percentage, guarded the 3 very well. His team got turnovers, keeps teams off the offensive glass. His teams play really slow, like really slow. In Division I, only one team had a slower pace than North Texas, and it was the Drake Bulldogs, coached by Ben McCollum. So Ren Baker knows Hodge, and the reporting has Ross Hodge moving toward the top of the candidate list. Will WVU fans be super excited by Ross Hodge? I can't imagine it's going to be super exciting. He's going to have to win the fan base over. But any of the guys that get to the top of Ren's spreadsheet no ball.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
Red Baker, he has on his resume head coach, head basketball coach experience. So he knows ball. He looks at Kent Pomeroy's computer. He looks at plenty of metrics. He obviously looks at tape. And, of course, he's interviewing the guys. So I think he will get a good basketball coach. Is it going to be a guy from my list? Perhaps. It's only been 5 days. So this things move quickly. People go in and out of the list. Guys take other jobs. Guys get, you know, guys say they want the job and then tell their current employer, hey, they're offering me this. And then their current employer says, hey, well, we'll give you this. And then they stay at their current employer. You get it. It's fluid. But the reporting is that it just, hey, the portal opened today as I'm recording this. And the flood on social media of with that being said, and I'm out of here. I mean, they were even announcing before the portal was open. But it's officially open, and guys are putting their stuff out there. And so time's of the essence. Just like, remember last year? Time is of the essence. And so I think Ren knows that, and he's going to wrap this up soon. When he does, I'll get back in front of this microphone for a reaction to the new guy. Let's hope the next guy, whoever Ren chooses, and I'm sure they're going to know basketball, let's hope the next guy lasts longer than a season. Remember when WVU basketball had coaches that stayed more than one season? That it's not too long ago that the farthest thing from our minds was who's going to be the coach next year. And then a radio appearance, and then a Taylor Swift concert, and then 4 years later, not even 4 years, 4 seasons later, 3 seasons later, I tell you what, it's like West Virginia pulled the draw four card. If West Virginia basketball was Uno, we've drawn four. Four coaches in 4 seasons. And so hopefully that's it. Now we can get back to playing Uno, having fun, putting cards down, have a chance to win. But you can't win Uno when you get the draw four card. You can't go out. So there's not a draw five card. That's what I'm hoping, is that if this is like Uno, we've drawn four. And we finally, it's going to be our turn, and we have something to play, and we're going to play a card. That'll be a season of basketball, and then it'll come back around to us, and then we'll play another card. We just play the game. We may not win the game. West Virginia's never won the game of Uno, but we've never got stuck with the draw four card. But everybody gets the draw four card sometimes. If you played Uno, everybody gets it. So to better times, we'll see what happens. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Till next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season, they have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.